Lenten Journey, The Road to Healing. Day 2, Awareness. The evangelist John tells the story of a magical pool in Jerusalem, where people who struggled with afflictions would go in hopes of finding a cure for whatever ailed them. These were people who were sick, blind, lame, and even paralyzed. They came to the pool with a sincere desire to be healed. One day, as Jesus was passing by, he notices an invalid, a man who had been ill for over 38 years. He was just lying there, waiting for a miracle. Now Jesus approached this man and asked him, "Do you wish to get well?" Now think about this for a moment. Think about this scene. Jesus, known for healing and miraculously making people well, approaches a man who is obviously in need of healing. Not only is he immobile, but his illness is chronic. He's been in this condition for 38 years. If there's ever been a no-duh moment, this is it. Of course he wants to be healed. It is so obvious, and yet Jesus, before healing him to complete health, stops and asks him, "Do you wish to be well?" Awareness is the first step on the road to recovery. From this story, note that it is not a question of the man being aware of his disease. Rather, it's his awareness of wanting to be healed that is called into question. When we first encounter pain and later are overcome by it, whether that pain is physical or emotional, we will do anything and everything to rid ourselves of the hurt. The pain relievers we take come in a wide variety of forms and doses, from simple aspirin to hard narcotics, to outlets of violence, sex, manipulation, and power. We find ways of escaping the pain only to find that we've treated merely the symptom and not the cause of our illness. Tragically, the pain relievers can easily become a way of life, and we find ourselves in comfort zones. That is, we know things aren't right, but we're comfortable. And it's easy to stay in these spots, indulging in our habits and avoiding the true causes of our disease. Jesus did not ask the man, "Do you want a crutch? Do you want a pain reliever?" Instead, he asks the question we must ask ourselves. Do you want to be healed? Are you ready to become whole? The answer to this question gives us a unique awareness of not the symptoms, but the cause of our problems. On this second day of the road to recovery, a road to healing, our prayer is for sincerity. That God open our heart so that we can answer the question, "Do you want to be healed?" without fear. The road to recovery, whether from physical disease, broken relationships, or issues of self-worth, is not an easy one. It's a challenge. Answering yes to this question sets the course for the rest of the journey. Yes, I want to be healed. These are the words of today's meditation. Repeat these words in the silence of your heart. And if you're able, share these words with a loved one. The road to recovery and healing has begun. I look forward to continuing this journey with you tomorrow, when we will step even closer to an awareness of our challenges. Until then, this is Father Voskin praying with you for the strength to say, "Yes, I want to be healed."
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.